exactly that. But because that money's that tight, I have now for the first time given some thought towards selling Antonio.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Friday means differential show day. As I say, differential day, but differential show day on a Friday morning, James.
Your intros are getting worse.
Oh, we've got to stop recording so early.
That we can blame Harry's childminder for that today.
Yeah. And obviously we were out on the lash last night, weren't we, at the FCAs?
Oh, mate. Can people stop tagging me? It's really sweet. But can people stop tagging me going, Planet FBL deserved to win? It's really nice. We never tried to win.
Yeah.
And considering the people that did win, like Wire and Blackbox and that, they're brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Just fucking support it. I mean, both of these guys came onto our content creator week, right? They're part of the best. So just be happy for people.
Yeah.
We didn't try and win it. Had we tried to win it, result probably would have been the same.
So, Flag Central FPL at the moment. Have you set your team up for the week? I actually hadn't logged in for a few days and didn't realise I had so many flags.
So, I've made a transfer. I made it last night.
Oof.
Because after recording with yourself yesterday for the quiz, I got the confirmation of Luke Ayling is halfway through his rehabilitation. Checks notes. Been out for 3 weeks. Right, so he's probably got about another 3 weeks to go. Okay, he's got to go. But rather than buying Laporte, which I did have the money to do exactly, I've bought Livramento. To give me some breathing space. There's a couple of reasons why I did that. One, there was a chance he was going to go up in price last night. It's the kind of agreement in my head in terms of the transfers I want to make over the next 4 or 5 game weeks or so that I'm probably going to have to ditch the back four. But with Livramento and Lowton having good fixtures for a sustained period, if they ever have to play for me, that's obviously absolutely fine. And Ralph Hasenhüttl had his press conference yesterday as well. So, like, if Livramento was to get injured in training this morning, there's nothing I'm going to know about it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Get the player in. He's done his press conference. There's no concern. Get him in. What I need to decide today is if there's a -4 incoming. And I think everybody kind of loosely has this don't take a -4 for defenders rule. Antonio Rudiger didn't train for Chelsea yesterday. He is expected to train today. Depending on what time Thomas Tuchel's press conference is and what time they're training. I think Tuchel's press conference is 1:30, I want to say. But it doesn't mean that Rudiger won't necessarily try and train even after that period is a possibility. Bearing in mind, Chelsea had a 5:30 kickoff tomorrow. So they might not even train till late afternoon, because some teams like to do that. They like to prep at the time that they're going to play the next day and stuff. Exactly. And I imagine at Chelsea, they've probably got some floodlit area or something, if that's what they want to do. In any case, it might be that they train after Tuchel's press conference. So that's a potential problem. It's a problem because I don't have the cover this week. At the moment, the team I've got bust has Rafinha on the bench. So that feels kind of strong. But he played 70 minutes for Brazil in the middle of the night, scored twice. Surely he's not going to start at Southampton. And my thinking is, even if he does, it might be 50, 55 minutes, depending on how he's feeling. We know he'd been carrying an injury prior to the international break. I can't see the sense in them taking a chance. They're better off leaving him at fucking home, getting him ready for next week, in my opinion. Matt Lowton is my other coverage on the bench. And as we discussed on COTC yesterday, that's blatantly a -1, isn't it? 5-0 plus a yellow card, almost a certainty, isn't it? So I need some Rudiger news. But the -4 that I'm really thinking of taking is Luke Shaw to Cancelo. Now, on the face of it, do I think that's going to work this week? Probably not. Because I think, like many others, I think Leicester and Manchester United's probably got goals in it. So probably lack of chance of clean sheet. It could be attacking returns for Luke Shaw, though. There's a strong possibility of that. Cancelo, obviously, could haul against Burnley. He also might not play. And there's always a danger taking a minus four for a Man City player. Are they going to play? There seems no logical reason for Cancelo not to play for Manchester City tomorrow. But it's Pep. But I think if I make that decision and go Cancelo, the decision isn't it's minus four this week. Because at some point, almost at any point, if I make that transfer, it's going to be part of a minus four, I think. Even though it doesn't need to be because the money's in the bank, it's become the luxury transfer. I could just leave Luke Shaw there. And actually, if I look at it over a 7-8 game week period, it should pay off. And it might be I just decide, look, now's the right time. Let's pull that. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. I logged in today to find myself with five yellow flags.
Oh, I've got four.
Yeah. And I'm sure a few of ours are the same, James. Rudiger and Rafinha are two of mine. They're two of yours as well.
Yeah.
Eve Bissouma, who was going to be on the bench anyway, so he's not a concern that he's yellow flagged.
Just on him, I take it most people know what happened. He was reportedly arrested in a bar on Brighton Beach nearly 2 weeks ago now. The reports are he's trained this week. So he might be involved, actually.
Okay.
Next.
Jota,
I think, is fine. Klopp said on Wednesday that Trent Alexander-Arnold and Diogo Jota were going to train on Thursday and that they're probably in better condition than most others because there's some players not coming back till like today and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think Jota should have that flag in Wednesday. Doesn't mean he'll start, obviously.
No. Well, Jota and Trent were the other two. So I feel quite comfortable going into this week with four flags in my starting 11 being Rudiger, Rafinha, Trent and Jota. But my two first substitutes are Conor Gallagher and Brandon Williams. So I've got cover there should I need it. And Bissouma, third sub.
The only thing is obviously Jan Newlis played at Burnley and they kept a clean sheet. Yeah. So Daniel Farker probably won't change that.
No, but I think I should be okay. But if I don't make a transfer this week, I like the fact that I can go into next week with two free transfers and happy to take a hit. So almost a mini wild card situation, which is what I'm going to be looking to do. Because at that point, I think Ronaldo to Lukaku is definitely going to be on the cards. And then I can look at maybe upgrading Jota and finding a way to get to Sonny. If I downgrade another as well, or something along those lines, a three move week next week is much more appealing for me than trying to fix a problem that might not even be a problem this week.
Yep, get that. How are you bust as it stands?
Sanchez in goal, Cancelo, Ben White, Rudiger, Trent as a back four, midfield three of Jota, Salah, Rafinha, and a front three of Antonio, Tony, and Cristiano Ronaldo. Captain's armband on Salah, and vice-captain on Cancelo, actually, at the moment. Despite what you just said about him not maybe playing.
No, do you know what? You make a very fair point. I think Cancelo and Trent are both very reasonable captaincy choices this week. If you want to fight against Salah for whatever reason,
agreed. I think that
it's reasonable. I can't go short of Trent. If you were wondering, I could do something silly like a minus eight. But then I quite like Greenwood, Jota, and Harvey Barnes' fixtures this week. I know. Greenwood against Leicester. I saw Zofar from FCA winning the wire said Leicester have conceded more goals down their left hand side than any other team.
Okay.
I'm amazed that that's not Norwich. Jota at Watford, even if he's got half hour, could do trouble. And Barnes against United with no Varane or Maguire. I've got Jota and Greenwood playing each other next week. One of them's definitely going at that point. And I think with United's fixtures again, it would probably be Greenwood that would go for me. And then Nacinto and Mbeumo, and then begin to spread the money. This is what I mean about shorter Cancelo. He's always going to be a hit for me because of the future moves and when I want to move off certain players. So I'm currently bust. Sarr in goal. Back four of Livramento, Rudiger, Tierney, Shaw. Salah captain, Greenwood, Jota, Barnes, Lukaku, Rice, Antonio. Lukaku's got a flag as well. I've seen photos of him training yesterday. I don't think there's any issue there. But I definitely understand from your perspective, Ronaldo to Lukaku doesn't need to happen this week. He can go the week after, I think. No.
I mean, so much can happen in that week that those three transfers that I've allowed myself next week, I'm really actually looking forward to kind of planning around that.
On the bench, Rafinha, Lowton. Okay. That's what I've got. Yeah. I think in terms of where I'm planning to go, it's Mbeumo next week for, I think, probably Greenwood, but could be Jota. And then it's a case of trying to work in Tony and Kane and Son for 12. At some point, it's going to need a Josh Brownhill-sized enabler at some point. I'm giving full those moves, by the way. If I went Cancelo today, the moves for Tony, Kane, Son, 4.4 midfielder is exact money in the bank now. And you might think, oh, it might get worse, but then Harry Kane's value might continue to keep depreciating. He might be 11.9 by the time I want to buy him or so. And that's another thing I'm conscious of if I make this minus four to Shaw to Cancelo. Then the flip of that is you go, well, if I don't do it now, and then suddenly it's 5.3 to sell Shaw and 6.3 to buy Cancelo, I'm another 0.2 worse off.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do it.
Exactly that. But because that money is that tight, I have now for the first time given some thought towards selling Antonio. Not immediately, but if I'm looking to wildcard in 16, West Ham's next three are Everton, Tottenham, Villa, they're fine. And again, we know Antonio can return in any game. But I look at Liverpool at home, Wolves away, City away, Brighton at home, Chelsea at home, then final five, and think, yeah, do you know what? He's probably not going to go mad there. And I could go, when Antonio plays Liverpool, Tony walks into Norwich. And it might be a case I just go Tony for a couple and then dip into someone else for the final couple. Maybe Saint-Maximin or Callum Wilson if he's back fit. I've spoken about Newcastle kind of right before I intend to wildcard. I have like Norwich at home and Burnley at home. So it might be that Antonio doesn't last till 16 for me. Yeah.
Should we go through the dead team and the differential team and then we can review our minus 56s for the week?
Yeah, we can. Firstly, before we do, because it's been a bit late on this, but I did post it on Slack last night. Lewis Browning, congratulations, September Advanced Tier Manager of the Month. David Beaton, congratulations, Intermediate Tier Manager of the Month. Dan, Welsh Dragon, he won't be listening because he's only on Basic Tier. Congratulations, September Manager of the Month. And Andy Martin, nicked the Correspondent Manager of the Month by 1 point from the very upset Bradley Parker, who sent some crying emojis last night. Dead Team, Manager of the Week was FPL Cricketer. 73 points. Martinez, Dunk, Chilwell, White, Salah, Barnes assist, Jimenez. Nice. So we got 49, which was pretty decent last week with an overall average of 38. It's even more decent when you consider we only had 9 players.
Sonny delivering nearly half the points himself.
Well, yeah, dead captaincy on Sonny. 20, 10-pointer Jimenez. There's 30 points. There's not a lot else to speak about. Differential team manager of the week was Josh Reynolds with a 70-pointer. Captain Azpilicueta.
Nice.
Dunk, 8-pointer. Mbeumo, 8-pointer. KDB, 8-pointer. Jimenez, 10-pointer. Wiesage got 47.
It's not too bad.
Which, actually, again, on the last week's not too bad at all. Captain missing Kane. Jimenez, 10-pointer. Sadio Mane, 7. Lewis Dunk, 8. Kieran Tierney and Ilan Meslier, 6 points each. We have, Suj, 2.6 million in the bank with one free transfer to make and one player has to go.
Who has gone over 10%, 20% ownership, James?
Correct. That player is Antonio Rudiger.
Oh.
Who is up to 20.4%.
Despite
his flag. which at the time of recording, it's basically 9 a.m. Obviously, I can't see him losing 0.4% or 0.5% in the next 2 hours. So he's going to have to go, I think. Although he's actually, I looked at the markets last night, he's been fairly heavily sold.
It's that flag.
Well, I think he'll probably be okay. But even still, you look at it and go, oh, bench him for a week. I think in that case, I'd look at him and go, oh, sod it. I'll play Lowton at Man City.
Yeah.
If I have to, fuck it. Cancelo, I think we're okay. 19.2%, Suj.
So we've got another week with him.
So another week. With the money, we obviously need to replace Rudiger. There's a few obvious options. Obviously, at the same club, you've got Azpilicueta.
That was going to be my instant reaction, was going to be just get Azpi.
You've got Christensen.
Mm-hmm.
We can, with the money in the bank, this could be the opening for us for Andy Robertson.
Not seen enough of him yet to want to go have to you, Robbo.
Have you not seen enough of him over the last few years to know what
I think just for the price differential, I mean, he's 7 million, 6.1 for Azpilicueta. I'd just go Azpilicueta. You still got the Chelsea coverage there. He plays most of the games. So for me, it's just a very easy sideways move.
Excuse me. Another option, of course, is Laporte, which you can say we've got Cancelo, but there's a good chance we're going to have to get rid of Cancelo next week.
Yeah, it's true.
So that possibly fills a City-sized problem. I'm just going to look at the ownership of those guys that I've mentioned.
Azpi, 6.7%.
Azpilicueta, 6.7%. I mean,
he'll be around for a while.
He's only going to hit above 10% if he hauls this week. And I think we'd be talking double pointer, 11, 12 pointer or so. It might become dangerous, particularly if Rudiger is injured. I think, yeah, that's probably the straightforward choice. However, would you consider a -4 that would mean removing Chris Wood for Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, which would force us going to Christensen instead as a Rudiger replacement?
Nah. I mean, why? Do you think he's about to go off?
Not particularly.
Then don't do it. That's answering your own question there. Then nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Fine.
Keep it simple.
Azpilicueta for Rudiger?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm quite happy with that as well, I think, Serge. I think that's probably the right thing to do.
Good.
So that would leave us bust this week. Meslier, Cancelo, Dunk, Azpilicueta, Tierney, Greenwood, Mane. I'm going Harrison over Gallagher.
Yep.
Again, I'm working on the basis here. I cannot believe Rafinha is going to start for Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't even know why he's going to travel. Just give him the weekend off. Up front, Jimenez, Wood, Harry Kane. On the bench is decent cover. Better than my own main team, to be honest. Gallagher, Livramento, Ramsey. Daniel Batman, sub goalkeeper. Caps at Seasage, I think, falls between three players. Got Kane at Newcastle, Mane at Watford, or Cancelo.
Mane at Watford or Cancelo. I'd probably just go Mane because I prefer an attacking player over a defensive player. But
I've got it bust on Harry.
Yeah, I know, because you're super confident he's going to break his duck at any moment, but it doesn't mean he's going to go big. I don't think you're going to go big at Newcastle.
No, that's probably part fair.
Whereas Watford could get a slap tomorrow.
But unlike the other two, I know that Harry Kane's going to play.
Yeah, I think Mane will play. I think they'll both play. I'm quite confident Cancelo will play as well.
Part of the reason I mentioned Aubameyang as an alternative, by the way, is next week, obviously, Kane's got West Ham away. Mane's got Manchester United away. Cancelo's got Brighton away. These three players don't look quite so captainable next week. We've still got Greenwood's got Liverpool as well. Jimenez, for the record, is Leeds away. Chris Wood has Southampton away, but I'd never want to be sticking an armband on a Chris Wood or a Jimenez.
No. Yeah.
And Aubameyang would have Villa at home, which
we'll still be able to get Aubameyang next week.
oh, I'm not really concerned about getting Aubameyang or not getting him. It's just a looking ahead that actually next week we're probably going to have to get rid of Cancelo. And what's our captaincy option?
Yeah. I mean, for this week, I think Mane, if Salah's the best option, then Mane is not far, can't be far behind him as the second best or third best option.
I tell you what might be worth a minus four next week. Just wanted to have a look at ownership of forwards, because next week fixtures are not great. I mean, Chelsea Norwich is the obvious one. For the differentials, Calvert-Lewin, if he's back, Watford at home next week, I think would be worth a minus four.
Yeah, I prefer that and leave Aubameyang out of the equation.
Okay. It'll be captain then.
I think Mane,
don't you?
I think Watford away is the best fixture. I think Liverpool could go big 3 or 4. But it's that fucking 12:30 Saturday.
All right, I'm going to let you have that one. Mane captain.
Mane, let's see.
I'd definitely be going Kane, personally. Right, minus 56.
Yes.
To sum up, obviously, everybody had a very difficult week. The highest score that I could find in the minus 56 league was 60.
Oh, wow.
For a net of plus 4, which was KSM, who's got an Indian flag and is in the Burnley fan league.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I've never met an Indian Burnley fan ever, have you?
Nope.
Let us know who you are. I want to know who you are. Had Pope, Azpilicueta, Son, Bowen, Fernandez, Jimenez amongst returns. Lukaku, captain blank. Weesage, or I, wasn't much worse off. I think I got 55
for a net
minus one. I had similar players. Pope, Azpilicueta, Bowen, De Bruyne, Son doing the business for me. Captain blank, Lukaku. Like, I think many had that.
Yeah.
You did not have quite such a good week.
31 last week, but yeah.
Oosh, minus 25.
Yeah. So it leaves me only 15 behind you, but winning in the head-to-head league.
Did you have anybody return?
I had Tomiyasu.
Oh, big up.
An assist off Bruno Fernandes. Yeah, that's it.
Big up.
Yeah, that's it. Are you set for this week?
Yeah, I've got the team done, yeah.
Go on, go for it. Give me your 1 to 11 and your bench.
Right, I have gone Kelleher in goal, who I assume is going to play in goal for Liverpool ahead of Adrian. I've gone back three, which looks sexy, but none of them might play, of Trent, Cancelo and Ben Chilwell. Midfield four, half of these might not play as well. Captain Salah, vice-captain Riyad Mahrez, Phil Foden, Emil Smith-Rowe. Up front, Saint-Maximin, Maupay, or Blanquiang. Silly strong bench to cover some players are not going to turn up. Sanchez sub-goalie, Andreas Christensen, Shane Duffy, and Josh Brownhill.
Okay. Not many the same this week, James. Not many the same at all.
I mean, I could have 5 or 6 of them 11 stars.
I think we've got 3 players the same.
Okay.
Which is low. Captain's the same in Salah. I am lined up with Aaron Ramsdale in goal, Virgil van Dijk, Cancelo, Diaz at the back, Salah captain, Kevin De Bruyne, vice captain, Diogo Jota and Mbeumo in midfield.
Mbeumo against Chelsea.
Saint Maximin is 5.5, mate. I was just cheaping out here. Saint Maximin, Iheanacho, and Antonio up top.
Iheanacho.
Yeah. Taking a risk. Foster, Brownhill, Manquillo, Williams, my bench. They'll do a job. But yeah, I've gone 3 City, 3 Liverpool.
I'm not sure they will.
3 City, 3 Liverpool. But I don't have many risks in my, in the sense that it's majority European players. If a couple of Africans, but majority European travellers. So it should be all right, I think. And the 3 City, 3 Liverpool, going all in.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 3 City, 3 Liverpool myself. obviously conscious to hold back the three Chelsea players that I want next week for Norwich at home. Obviously, Lukaku being an obvious one. Yeah, I'll pick some risky players, but fuck it.
Yep.
Let's go.
Indeed. Predictions.
Start with Watford Liverpool, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
It's a lunchtime kickoff. I'm going 2-0
Liverpool. 3-0
Liverpool
for me. Yeah.
It's a it's a difficult one to predict because
you manage Liverpool, a bounce.
Yeah, Liverpool missing a couple of key players in Alisson and Fabinho, which makes you think, oh, maybe Watford will score. But don't really know what we're going to get for Watford. I don't know if they're going to come flying out the traps, which would be great if that's what they do. They just literally go for Liverpool in the first 20 minutes and then try and counter-attack the rest of the game. I would have thought that's the best strategy. But whether Claudio Ranieri will do that, I have my doubts. Did you see his interview where they were asking, because obviously at Leicester, he said he'd buy him pizza if they got clean sheet.
Yeah.
And he said, no pizza, no. Clean sheet Liverpool, meal, dinner everyone. So yeah, they're all going out for dinner if Liverpool don't score, apparently.
Nice. Aston Villa Wolves.
I'm gonna go draw 1-1. It's a tough call actually.
This one is 1-1. As well. I've gone with a 2-1 home win. I think Villa will edge it just because the home advantage will tell slightly. But I'm with you. I was so torn between 1-1 and giving it to Villa. So I think I'm going to go 2-1 Villa, but yeah, I agree with you. It's tight, this one. Leicester, Man United. This is my Desmond of the week. I'm going with a 2-2 in this one.
You've gone for the Desmond, have you?
Yeah, I think a 2-2.
I've gone 3-2.
Oh, high scoring. We both think this is going to be a good game to watch, eh?
I'm going for United to edge it, 3-2.
Yeah.
I think there's goals in this, yeah.
For sure.
Yes, both teams have got problems defensively.
I think the reason I've ended up going 2-2 is I think if you get to 70, 75, 80 minutes and it's already 2-2, I think they might play it out and take a point and live to fight another day. But we'll
I'm not sure either of these can.
Yeah.
I think in United's case, if they actually genuinely want to challenge for the title,
they've got to go for it.
Well, you've got to be winning games like solidly, consistently now.
City Burnley. I'm going to go first. 5-0.
Well, I went first on Thursday, mate.
5-0.
I go for 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being unkind and just copy-pasting the score from, what is it, 4 years in a row now?
We'd lost four games, one of them's an FA Cup game, but yeah, all 5-0.
Yeah, I'm going 4-0, actually. I'm not going 5-0, but...
You're
going
to go 4-0.
Yeah, I still do think they'll...
Poor FPL bus teams just had to scribble out the five, you know that.
No, that's okay. Norwich-Brighton.
I've bottled this. I've gone for the Brighton special.
1-1.
Yeah.
Why are you bottling it?
Because I think I should put Brighton to win, but yeah. I just know that this is the sort of shit game they'll drop shit points in.
I've given it to Brighton 2-0. I think they'll win comfortably 2-0. They're by far the better team. They've been playing well all season. On form, they should win this comfortably 2-0.
Yeah, they should. I've got a feeling they won't.
Southampton Leeds.
I've gone 2-1 Saints.
Oh, you think they're going to win that? Yeah.
I just think no Rafinha. I look at that Leeds team and I just think it's not the same. And I must reiterate, we don't know what's going on with Rafinha. But I can't believe he's going to start.
1-1, I think, in Saints Leeds, James. Mainly because I don't think Saints have got enough goals in them. If I thought Saints had more goals in them, I could see them winning, but I just don't see them enough goals.
Just on that, Che Adams is out.
So
there's a lot of people earmarked Adam Armstrong for now. It's still there.
Yeah.
If you want it.
Brentford Chelsea.
I'm going to go 1-0 Chelsea.
Ooh, tight, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
2-1. Chelsea for me, but I think it's going to be much more of a close game. Derby, West London derby. I think Brentford crowd's going to be really up for it. Early evening kickoff. I think it's going to be a tough game for Chelsea, but I do think they'll end up getting over the line. But 2-1 to Chelsea for me. Everton, West Ham.
I'm going to go 1-1.
Yeah, me too. And I actually want to predict Everton to win, but I can't. I'm really... This is the first time in a long time I've felt going into a weekend thinking we're going to lose. There's just something about the 2 o'clock on a Sunday. I don't feel like the team are going to be prepared. Something about it that just doesn't sit right with me. And I do think Everton are going to win 2-1. But I'm going to predict a 1-1 because I want to back the team to get something out of it. If we start well, then I think we can win the game. But the first 15 or 20 minutes, you're going to learn a lot about whether or not we stand a chance in that game.
I wouldn't be surprised if you won and kept a clean sheet, actually, which is so contradicting to everything we've discussed, because you must owe me something by now.
I think we've still got a couple of games to go, three games to go.
1-1, I'll go for.
Okay. Newcastle Spurs.
We'll let the unbiased one go first.
I'm going to go 3-2 to Newcastle. It's going to be one of those crazy game, crazy atmosphere. We'll always look back at, do you remember the first game under the Arabs at St. James's Park? How mental it was. So 3-2.
I got a feeling I won't be. I'm going 2-1 Newcastle as well. I'm very concerned about what's happening with the South American players. Like Emerson Royal started for Brazil last night. Brilliant. Great. Fantastic. Obviously, with the game being Sunday, I've got more chance than most this weekend, in fairness, in terms of taking part. But I just think we're walking into an atmosphere that might be quite powerful and my lot can be mentally weak. So I think Newcastle to win. I think the first 20 minutes of the game is really important, because it'll probably be really hyper. And if we can get through that bit and play like a professional away performance and Højbjerg and Skip actually sitting quite deep and actually let them have a little bit of the ball early on, then I think we might be able to do them over, actually. They're very susceptible on the counter-attack and stuff as well. So to be honest, I half thought of putting 3-2 myself. I agree with you. I think everything we've seen of Newcastle the last 8-9 months, how bad Tottenham are defensively, but obviously have the X factor at the other end, makes me think, yes, it could be. Like, I wouldn't be stunned if it's a 4-3 game. I think it could go off. I don't think it will, but I think it could.
I'll definitely be watching. And Arsenal Palace on the Monday night.
I've gone 2-1 Arsenal.
I think it's actually going to be 2-0 to Arsenal. I'm backing them for a clean sheet. Obviously, I'm playing Ben White and I'm captaining him in Sky as well. So I could do with that clean sheet. 2-0 to Arsenal for me.
All right. Yeah, that concludes your predictions.
Interesting week of football ahead. Weekend of football ahead. We've talked about Sky. No changes or thoughts around Sky?
No. The only thing to add on Sky is there's still no fixtures.
Yeah. We thought they were coming on Wednesday.
Well, a few people had moaned because apparently it was meant to be Monday. A few people went to them Tuesday and they got told it'll be Wednesday. A few supporters trust got told it'd be Wednesday. It's now Friday morning, still ain't gone.
Mm.
So I'm glad we had a discussion early morning Wednesday. It was like, should we leave this till late afternoon? And okay, I'm fucking glad we didn't do that.
No point. It would have been a waste.
Nothing changed for Sky for me. It'll be Lukaku, Antonio, Gallagher for captains. I will have to make a move in the B team, but I'll be honest, I haven't looked at it yet, to replace Rafael Varane.
Yo. In Sky tomorrow, Lukaku.
Sorry, Salah.
Just checking, because I've
sorry.
Got both.
No, I don't even know why Lukaku came out of my mouth, but I mean Salah tomorrow. Maybe it's because I know Salah's not going to start and Lukaku's my
backup plan.
He's the backup. But as I said, to be honest, I said in a week I'd probably go Rüdiger as the backup. Mm. But I think, it's not Rüdiger now. It'd have to be Lukaku, I think.
Yeah, you're exactly the same as me, other than it's Ben White, not Conor Gallagher, on Monday. That's it.
Good luck, patrons.
Patrons, if you've got any other questions, make sure you jump onto James's live stream later on today, 5 p.m. UK time, or the deadline stream tomorrow. Other than that, though, good luck this week. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Have a good weekend. Good luck. Cue music, please, man child. Messi.
Fantasy Football Show.